thinking about another kind of potato other than Irish potato.
Oh, sweet potato?
Yeah. Now, did you ever hear a special name for a sweet potato that had a kind of a dark purple skin?
Yes. Yes, now it's a different name. Really. Now you take your sweet potato, Nancy Hall, then they have a Puerto Rican, Triumph, and all like that. You know.
What's a yam?
Well, they're different kind of yams. You know.
Are they different from sweet potatoes?
No, they're all the same, but it's all sweet potato, but it's got a different name.
I see. Now, if I said, but yams and sweet potatoes in general, they're the same thing.
Yeah. Some yellow yam, some white, some kind of orange color, but they all sweet potatoes.
They are.
Yeah, they all go to sweet potatoes.
Okay. There's a little red vegetable that people sometimes put in salads, and when you bite into them, they kind of burn your tongue.
You talking about pepper?
No, this is round and red. Grows underground.
Underground.
Beg your pardon?
Did you grow under the ground?
Yes, sir.
Sure enough, that might be something we don't grow in this
country. Oh, I bet you do. Radish?
Radish, that's the truth. Radish.
Yeah, you do grow it.
That's right.
You?
We grow radish now. Sure
do. I still haven't found out about the one that has a strong odor and it makes tears come to your eyes when you slice them. And sometimes people cook them with fry them with liver.
Let me see. Wonder, can we grow that here too?
I would think so. Mm-hmm. You can put it, and you start them out with sets.
Mm-hmm. Or onion?
Uh-huh.
Onion, yeah, that's right. That's the truth. That onion juice flying out, it sure will make you frown up.
You know those little onions, the little ones that have the green tops? Yes. What are those?
Them butterflies.
Yeah, well, what do you call those?
Well, it's just a little onion. It grew up there, you know. And it get up there, so far it makes a bud. Little onion butterfly all right there on top of it. Just
like, when you're talking about growing those, do you call them the green onions or spring onions?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But they have to get up so high, they'll make another bunch of onions, you see. Butterfly onions.
Did you ever hear the term evergreen onions?
Yes, evergreen.
What is that?
No, man, evergreen onion is just a green onion. It stayed green, might as well stay the year around, it would. If it didn't get so hot, you know, it would stay green. But it stayed green longer than the average onion.
It is. How big is the onion part?
Well, it don't be, it's kind of a long onion. It don't be that big around. It's these long, kind of long roots.
I see.
Yes, kind of long roots.
You ever eat any of the top of it?
Yes, me. Top of it. Yeah, it'd be pretty good. Pretty good.
All right. If you leave an apple lying around, you'll say that the skin of that apple will what?
Will rot.
Or before that, it will.
It will swizzle up or ruin, you might say.
All right. Fine. You ever heard of a pie plant?
What kind of thing?
A pie plant.
Pie plant.
Does that bring anything to your mind?
Pie plant. I might have. You grew a small plant?
I don't know. Well, I just ran across the term, and nobody knew if it was another name for something else or if it was something you grew. Apparently, you have
no, that pie plant, it ain't nothing to it, I don't think. We call them sheep soil. The little old plant just grow about just above the ground, spread a little.
About 6 inches high or so?
Yeah, something like that. And the little spotty leaves, little speckled leaves. And them little leaves is just sour.
They are. And they have a fruit.